Okay, sorry for those slight technical hitches at the start. I'm the second Kelly in the session, second disfunded person, Brian Kelly. And the title of my talk is Let's Free IT Support Materials. And in a way that sounds a bit of a cry to arms, you know, I'm passionate about something. But I'm sorry to disappoint you, I'm going to be talking about the business cases for giving resources away. So it's not as passionate and as controversial as it might sound. I should say these are slides are available on the web, so if you've got a Wi-Fi network, you can view the slides, etc., etc. If you could pass around the various handouts, there is a document about Creative Commons. If you just pass them off to people, there's only a small number, and that document is available with a Creative Commons license. And in addition, I'm currently recording myself on my iPod, and I will make this talk available with a Creative Commons license in order to help maximise this talk and give it away to demonstrate this eating one's own dog food. So, a bit about the background. So, I'll skip about me. I'm job title is UK Web Focus, and this is a JISC-funded web advisory post for the UK's higher and further education communities and the cultural heritage sector. And I'm based at UCOLN, not the University of Cologne, by the way, UCOLN, which is a national centre of expertise in digital information management, which is physically located in the University of Bath. And I was the project manager for a JISC-funded project called QA Focus, and I'll be explaining about the work of the QA Focus and how it ties in. So the project lasted about 2.5 years, and towards the end, we looked into our exit strategies and we decided that a Creative Commons license was the most suitable approach as the project funding terminated. So we'll describe the reasons why we made that choice and some of the implementation issues. And then I'll give a case study of another area in which this approach can be applied. And recommendations which we will be looking to give to other bodies such as funding bodies such as the JISC and national organisations such as USISA, and developing close links with USISA. So QA Focus was a JISC funded project, and its aim was to develop a quality assurance framework to support JISC's digital library development programmes. It was provided by UCOM and the Arts and Humanities Data Service, which is based centrally at the King's College London and has several distributed hubs. And the project was funded from January 2002 to July last year. And as part of that work, we successfully developed a lightweight quality assurance framework and a wide range of support materials along these lines, these briefing documents. And there are now over 80 of these documents available. And the approach to our work was initially described 2 years ago at the UNIS conference in Amsterdam and a number of other European conferences since then. So the website describes the work that we did, explains the framework, explains how you can deploy this framework within your own either digital library program or to support your own website development activities. So following the project, initially funded for 2 years, and then we had a 7-month extension. And during that extension, we were exploring options for exit strategies and then to implement the preferred strategy. So the context to this project, UCOM and AHDS had worked together very successfully. We developed good working relationships, and this particular project fitted in nicely with our core remit. Although it was a project, a funded for a fixed term, the work actually fitted in nicely with our mainstream activities. And the partners were actually very keen on building on this work and looking at ways in which this work could support its core activities and its relationships, the relationships with our stakeholder communities. So we've had this desire to ensure that this framework was embedded more widely across our communities. So we had the normal meeting and say, right, how do we continue doing this great work? And the first thing we all decided was we wanted more money. That's what every project does. Yes, we want more money. We've discovered some interesting things, but there's still more interesting things that we need more money. And so we said this to JISC and they said, no, sorry, can't. You know, JISC had other priorities for its money. We then, and this was to be expected, We then explore the income generation options. So this is the Thatcherite. If you've got something great, market test it and you try and sell it, and then you develop the sustainability through that income generation approach. And we looked into this, we did discuss it, and we thought, well, no, that doesn't really tie in. It doesn't tie in with our mission. It doesn't tie in with our culture. It doesn't tie in with the prevailing ethos of openness, of open access to research publications, of use of open source, and an open community which has a culture of sharing. So the third option was give the resources away. So we thought, yeah, that sounds good. But what does that mean? And how do we do it? And can we give these things away? Who owns it? What is the mechanism for doing this? So we decided, having looked at the various options and business cases for different options, we decided that that third approach was most applicable. So income generation, well, to be honest, we didn't think it would work, and it would be very time consuming to try and do this. So give resources away. And we thought, well, what does this mean? And one of the things we thought was, well, this can help maximize the impact of those resources. So although we were funded to support DISC's digital library communities, we also, through our core funding, have a remit to support the cultural heritage sector, and through our other work to engage with organisations such as BECDA and the further education colleges and the RSCs. So we thought, if we were giving these away, this can help maximise the impact in other communities that weren't part of the core community. And giving things away potentially can help ensure the sustainability of these resources. And we felt that this approach was very relevant today, because I think, you know, we are very much aware of this culture of sharing, the open source, open access, etc. So that was the background. So we made the decisions. We made those decisions not because we're aging 60s hippies and we want to give things away, but for sound business purposes. So to maximise the impact of the framework. And incidentally, that quality assurance framework is now being adopted by JISC within its JISC development programme to maximise the outreach to other sectors and to address the sustainability. So those were the business reasons. Who's there? Has anyone got a mobile phone on? You did say that if I overrun time, you'd have ways of stopping me. So you were just testing something out. Okay, so we decided to give things away. So how did we do this?